Today, we'd like to see the title of tradition in Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 13. For online courses people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 5, then the Pharisees and scribes asked Jesus, why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? What does the word of unwashed hands mean in this context? Question 2. In verses 6 and 7, Jesus answered and said to them, well, did Isaiah prophesy over you, hypocrites, as it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. What points in holding the tradition of elders did Jesus talk about? Last question in verse 11, but you say, if a man says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a korban, that is a gift to God. What does korban mean? First of all, we want to see background, you know, Gospel Mark chapter 6, verse 56, the last time. Wherever he entered, Jesus entered into villages, cities, or the country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might just touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched him, were made well. So here we started to just touch Jesus in our life. So whenever we face troubles or happiness and everything, so we should continually personal relationship with God, like touching Jesus. Chapter 7, verse 1, then the Pharisees and some of the scribes came together to him, to Jesus, having come from Jerusalem. Here, Pharisees and scribes. Pharisees is basically at that time the sect to understand the scriptures. So their main duty is interpret the scriptures, how to honor God efficiently. So the other one, scribes. Scribes is the main duty to copy the original scriptures, let people read them. Came together to Jesus, having come from Jerusalem. Verse 2. Now when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled meaning unclean, that is, with unwashed hands. Simply, Jesus' disciples didn't wash hands before eating bread. They found fault. They, meaning Pharisees, scribes, found fault. Here, verses 1 and 2, Pharisees and scribes' main purpose, they tried to find Jesus' disciples' fault. Not encouraging, not complimenting, rather than criticizing, finding fault. In order to find the fault, they came from Jerusalem, the capital city of Israel. Then verse 3, for the Pharisees and all the Jews meaning all the Israelites of Israel, all the people, do not eat unless they wash their hands in a special way, holding the tradition of the elders, or obeying the tradition of the elders. So Pharisees, the people, did not eat without washing hands, but not generally, here, in a special way, which means the Pharisees interpret the Bible verses to honor God certain ways, then let people practice a certain way through generations. That practice became tradition. So now they are following the tradition, the practice of a certain way, which the Pharisees interpret originally the Bible to honor God. That kind of example, the certain Asian culture, strongly Asian culture, Asian means like a status of the people, or even in certain churches, so the statues of Jesus or statues of Mary, they touch statues and like that. That is certain kind of traditionally they are practicing in that way. First of all, when they come from the marketplace, here verse 4 explained by Mark the author in many other things, many ways. When they, the Jewish people, come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other things which they have received and hold, like the washing of cups, pitchers, copper vessels, and couches. Couches, which mean tables. Here, the Pharisees, set up in certain ways. But we sang songs to glorify, your ways are high above my ways. Your thoughts are like the sand of the sea. So basically, God's ways is many ways, are many ways, like the sand of the sea. Not just as Pharisees pointed out in certain ways. So Isaiah chapter 55 verse 9, Isaiah said, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways," God's ways, "higher than your ways," human ways. God's ways higher than human ways, and my thoughts, God's thoughts, than your thoughts. God's thoughts also are higher than your thoughts, like heavens are higher than the earth. So uncontainable ways, uncontainable thoughts, of God. But the problem is containable ways which the Jewish people practice in that particular ways. Verse 5, then the Pharisees and scribes asked Jesus, "Why do your disciples not work according to the tradition of the elders?" The elders, who are human, not God, according to the tradition of the elder, but eat bread with unwashed hands. Here, unwashed hand means not just hygienic, but also a fault, a sin, because your disciples violated the tradition of the elders, considering as sinners.
Yes.
Because that's a fault. Because this is unwashed hands, not just sanitary meaning. There is, actually behind the sanitary meaning, a fault, a sin, like that. Verses 6 and 7, Jesus answered, said to them, that means the Pharisees and scribes, or criticized those who try to find the fault from Jesus' disciples. Well, did Isaiah prophesy over you? Hypocrites, as it is written. Hypocrites means pretenders to be something they are not. So pretending to be something they are not, so which means pretend to be holy, they are not holy. Because they wash their hands before eating bread. Then here, These people honors me, honors God with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me. In vain meaning untruly. Because God and worshipers, worshipers should be true worshipers, not in vain, vainful worship, true worship. But here, in vain they worship me, teaching as a doctrines the commandment of man, not the commandment of God, the commandment of man. Here, their heart to worship God was not to honor God, but to show up their holiness,
yeah,
their righteousness. That's wrong. That's why Jesus said, you are hypocrite. Who is Jesus? Jesus, the Son of God. So they asked the Son of God's disciples, they got faulty. They were sinners because they didn't wash hands before eating bread, violating the tradition of the elder. Tradition originally coming from their interpretation of God's word. They set up certain ways, particular ways. But God is immeasurable, uncontainable ways, uncontainable thoughts. So here, verse 8. For laying aside the commandment of God, laying aside the commandment of God, meaning neglecting the commandment of God, or rejecting the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of man. Man, the elder were man, that's what the tradition of man, the washing of pitchers and cups, and many other such things you do. Here, disciple Mark did not specify which things here. Many other such things you do. So certain particular ways, so people should do according to the tradition of a man. So verse 9, Jesus said to them, all too well you rejected the commandment of God that you may keep your tradition. Which meaning, tradition of man is superior to the commandment of God. That's wrong. The commandment of God is superior to always to human interpretation, human tradition. So, because that is a totally opposite way. Verse 10, Jesus gave an example. Moses said, honor your parents and your mother. So honor your parents. And he who curses the father or mother, let him be put to death. So cursers are subject to death penalty. Verse 11. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. God, gave a God's word through Moses. Moses write down, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. That's one of the 10th commandments given by God. Well, Jesus gave it here, indicate, but you say, if a man says to his father or mother, if a man says to his parents, whatever profit you meaning a parent, mother or parent, whatever profit daddy, mother might have received from me. This received from me, which meaning the child, the son or daughter, might give her certain support to his or her parents to honor his or her parents. That means, so whatever profit you might have received from me, from child, from me, meaning your child, is a korban. What is a korban? Korban, the Hebrew word means, that is literal meaning, a gift to God. So simply meaning an offering to God. That korban means an offering to God. But the problem is, the practice of a korban is a problem. Here, then you longer let him do anything for his father, his mother. So here, the practice, it's a practice, or the practice of Korban, anyone who practiced Korban was required to make an offering to God, may avoid giving anything to his parents. That means the practice of Korban. So when you offer certain, you know, money or, you know, tithes, a vow, you know, to God, you don't need to give certain support to your parents. Simply meaning, you don't need to support your parents at all. Although your parents might be too old to work anymore, might be, you know, sick. So simply, you are justified to disregard your parents' support, you know, by giving offering to God. That is the practice of Korban. Then is verse 13. Making the word of God of no effect. Here, the word of God, no effect, meaning the word of God is not effected to you. You know, which means this is the word of God, meaning we read, you know, Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, you know, honor your father and mother. That word is not effective to you, meaning to the people who practice the Korban. So that meaning, through your tradition, because of your tradition. So Korban, practice Korban is an example of your tradition, which you have handed down, and many such things you do. So in order to obey your tradition, you did not obey God's word, simply. But God said to Deuteronomy, chapter 12, verse 32, whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. God's commandments, God even said, you do this way. For example, this commandment, honor your parents. You know? Be careful to observe it. You shall not add to it, nor take away from it. You shouldn't delete it. But here, Pharisee and the people delete, take away. You know, that's God's word. That is violated. But also another reason, not, you know, our righteousness based upon our obeying our own tradition. Because Isaiah said, you know, human righteousness is like filthy rag. So our righteousness is coming from the Lord's righteousness based upon our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is, you know, also talk about Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 through, you know, 23. The disciple, you know, basically do not, you know, taste, you know, the human philosophy or tradition of a man, you know, kind of thing, because our substance is over, you know, Christ. So here said, those things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion or self-imposed righteousness. For example, here, the tradition of elders, appearance of wisdom, like to be holy or to be righteous, in self-imposed righteousness, that's a false humility and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. So let's see each question. In verse 5, then the Pharisees, scribes asked Jesus, why do you disciples not work according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? What does the word of unwashed hands mean in this context? That does not just hygienic, but also a fault, a sin in this context. So the means, unwashed hand means, so unhygienic way, not only that, but also the sin way, fault way, in this context. So question to you, in verse 6 and 7, Jesus answered and said to them, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy over you, hypocrite, as is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandment of man.' What point in holding the tradition of elders did Jesus talk about?" The point is, their heart to worship God was not to honor God, but to show off their holiness or righteousness. So the last question in verse 11, "But you say, if a man says to his father or mother, 'Whatever profit you might have received from me is a korban,' that is a gift to God." What does it mean, the practice of a korban? The practice of a korban. Practice of the korban means anyone who practices korban was required to make a gift to God, may excuse not give anything to his parents. So that's practice korban. Okay, let's just sing song all together. The blue book, page 42, number 8.